You're on 981-2NM. It's time to hit the road, so make sure your helmet is on and your seat is in the upright position as David Brown from drivenmedia.com.au joins us. How are you, mate?
Finding fit very well, thank you.
That's the way. Now, we were always concerned about road safety here in the Hunter. They've been adapting some new technology in Victoria that I think they could probably use around here. Tell us about it.
Well, they're trialling it. It's Victoria and the Australian government. They're working on testing LED tactile pavings. That just means, you know, near where traffic lights and pedestrian crossings are, there are sometimes tactile paving. You get it on railway stations as well, slightly raised pavement that helps people with a visual disability to be able to know where they are. But now they're also looking at, and as I say, trialling, where they'll get those to glow. Now, they'll glow either red or green to tell pedestrians when or when not to move. Perhaps it's a bit of a reflection on the fact that many people will be looking down for reasons I think we all understand why.
With their mobile phones listening to our podcast or listening to us online. I agree. And I think that's a fantastic idea.
There's a bit of concern, though. When you said listening, listening's fine, but there is a concern, and that is that pedestrians are looking down. They'll be able to see the green light, and so they'll start walking while they're still looking down. Now, the thing about crossing the road is, even if the light's green, we learn and try and teach that you've still got to be on the lookout, whether it be for cars running the red, for emergency vehicles, or even other pedestrians. And so we're reinforcing this idea that you can keep your head down and keep walking and everything will be all right and we'll try and communicate. Now, that's the sort of thing we need to be concerned about. There was one other concern. I spoke to a couple of my mates who have been traffic engineers and worked in government and that for many years. One of the big issues is maintaining electrical connections with pavements, through pavements. And that can be both expensive and cumbersome, and therefore there are times where it just doesn't work. So I'm not quite sure, you know, what the human interaction will be, let alone the cost of doing it.
So it'd be fantastic to have some equipment like this installed because it's new and it's exciting, but how long will it last? I mean, if you had it on a busy road, it would overuse. It could certainly cook it, couldn't it?
Well, yeah, and if pavement moves, water and inundation, there's a lot of difficulties in cutting a pavement, laying the cable, keeping it there and keeping it going. So, you know, that the cost of that should not be lost. Now, of course, the government came out with the usual line, if it saves one life, it's got to be worth it. And I'm not denying that in one sense.
Yeah.
The only other, but the sense I deny it in is if I could spend the money elsewhere and save two lives, that's what the engineer has to consider. It's a hard choice, and I'm not saying, you know, I'm not in any way diminishing the tragedy of anyone dying, but there are two things. Do we make it better or might we make it worse? And, you know, is it the best use of the money? Now, one Australian company makes an illuminated footway walk signal that is beamed down from a signpost.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that would be far cheaper and more reliable, I believe, but still not necessarily as safe if it's encouraging people to walk across a road with their head down.
The LED tactile paving installations, you say, are at crossings in Bendigo and Trafalgar. How long have they been there, and is there any stats on how well they're working?
No, it's pretty well just kicked off now, and so the stats will have to come in the future. But I've just been reading a lovely contact from someone who had done a PhD, and I've just interviewed a guy that actually runs a course at the University of New South Wales, Professor Mike Regan, about helping human factors for traffic and civil engineers. So, you know, it's not just immediately measuring those numbers. We ought to be looking then at how many people are crossing the road. Perhaps that's an indication, with the head down, sorry. So that's an indication, not just whether the tragedy of a very rare example of someone being injured in some way.
So potentially we could answer the question as to why the chicken crossed the road is because it was looking at its mobile phone and not paying attention to the signals.
Yeah, so listening to the radio, I can cope with that. But looking at it, you know, if they ever start broadcasting your image and that, nothing personal, but maybe there's some danger there.
I think there's a great deal of danger, and we definitely don't need to go down that track. Not right now. Society hasn't crumbled to that degree. David Brown, as always, looking forward to talking more motoring next week. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.